Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the Patriot-held territory, the Free Zones. This is Radio Free Redoubt broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. And I'm here with Lady Liberty, or she's here with me, or I'm here with her. We're here together.
We're here together. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes, we got some people that need to wiffle bat.
That's right. Well, of course, boy, these days we have no shortage of things for Thrash a Commie Thursday, for Fired Up Friday, for Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
<I know. laughs> Sheesh.
You know, it's hard to be a Christian program when, you know, you want to talk about God and you want to bring the good news and the gospel to everybody. And, you know, the other part of our show is that we also have to bring the news. And so the truth in the news is such that it conflicts with the law of God. And so, you know, first of all, you know, we recognize that thou shalt not steal, right?
Right.
And
right.
So that also includes an election. Thou shalt not steal an election, or a nation for that matter. And so, you know, what else can we do but report on the truth? So we kind of have this, you know, like a double-handed basket.
Right.
To deliver, you know, where the good news, you know, asking both the church and the enemy to repent and to return to God, or to go to God in the first place.
Yes.
And also be the watchmen on the wall that are delivering the news as it is truthfully.
Right.
So yeah, it's that's how we arrive at Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Oh, man. And there are definitely some things that need to be dealt with, and we're going to talk about that. I've got an audio file from David Icke or Icke.
Icke.
Okay. Yeah. It's I-C-K-E. He's a well-known British, what do you want to call him?
Well, he used to be called a conspiracy theorist until all this stuff came true.
Well, yeah. Right? Yesterday's conspiracy theories are today's headlines, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so, but he is he's a well-known personality. He does a lot of public speaking. He's got his own website covering really a lot of stuff that we cover, lies, really, in the news. And,
right. And
so he's talking about that. People are waking up to this. And so we'll play that, but I want to use it. Actually, I'm going to play that after a story that we're going to talk about that's happening in the American Redoubt, actually in Idaho, of all places, with the organizers of a gun show, of all things.
Right.
That just need, I don't know if they just need a wiffle bat, or if they just need for someone to talk some sense into them, because there's a huge disconnect here. A lot of Patriots are angry about this. Vendors are withdrawing
as
their
they
booths,
should be. Yep.
And people are saying, we're not going to show up. Right. I called and confirmed this. It's true. But we're going to get to that after the word of the day. How's that sound?
Yes, that sounds awesome. And so the word of the day comes to us from Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36, which read, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways, past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen."
Amen.
And that's it. And that, that's reflective of that. That documentary, that film that we watched this past Saturday, God of Wonders,
yeah.
That's on YouTube. And in case if you didn't hear us talking about that earlier this week, let me just encourage you to do a search for that on YouTube. It's called The God of Wonders. It was produced in 2009. It's about an hour and 25 minutes, and it truly is outstanding. It shows the magnificence of God in a short synopsis, I'd say, you know, and yeah.
It's good quality too. It is.
Yeah. It's well done. And
it's like IMAX theater type of production.
Right. And it just was, it puts you in the correct perspective for how awesome God really is and why we want to search him out.
Right.
Why he should be on the forefront of everything that we're doing each day, because good grief, you watch that and it's just revival to the soul, you know.
Yes.
And so these verses back that up as well. And you know, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. No kidding. That video encapsulates that very well.
Right.
So if I could just point it out one more time, we've received an awful lot of feedback from that so far. Everybody's saying, wow, thank you for that. That was awesome.
Yes.
And a couple people have said, that is my favorite video now.
I want to watch it again.
Yep, me
this
too.
This weekend, we got to just set the time aside to sit down. I like the way it made me feel.
Well, I think, you know, God's children need revival sometimes.
Yeah,
they need refreshing.
That's what it was.
It's a revival to your soul and lifts you up and gives you like a reprieve from the worldly events that we're having to experience right now. So that's why I'm encouraging it. It's such an encouragement to us.
Yeah. Well, we want to bring encouragement to lots of different folks for various different reasons. And here's someone who needs to be encouraged, corrected, as in chastised. I'm going to withhold the wiffle bat for these folks because they are good people. They are patriots.
Yeah.
Pro-gun. They are sponsoring a gun show. And that's encouraging, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, they're misled. So I do not want anybody to be calling and threatening these people or anything like that. I want you to professionally, politely tell them you will not be supporting this event, and neither are the vendors, until they correct this this policy. I'm talking about the Gun and Horn Show, March 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Bonner County Fairgrounds in Sandpoint. And it's sponsored by the BonnerCountySportsman.org. So write that down. It's not com, it's org. BonnerCountySportsman.org. This is a gun show. Why are we saying don't attend this event? Well, because on their poster, it says masks are appreciated but not required. Masks should not even be mentioned. They are completely irrelevant to a gun show.
Right.
Okay. Secondly, they did state temperature checks are required. Temperature checks at the door are required.
That's unacceptable.
I received this from a patriot this morning. I spread it across several different patriot groups that I'm in, and somebody came back with the question, how do we know this isn't photoshopped? I'm like, well, that's actually annoying, but a very valid point. So guess what? I called the number on the flyer, and the lady who handles this, very nice lady, all she's doing is just handling the vendors. I said, is this true? She goes, yes. She goes, we knew that if we mandated masks, no one would come. So we are mandating temperature checks at the door. I said, well, there is a lot of, I asked, are you following some dictate? Is someone telling you you must do this? She says, oh no, we are doing this on our own. We will be requiring temperature checks at the door. I said, okay, well, there are some folks that are very concerned about these kind of policies. And she said, why would somebody be concerned about that? And I said, because people are realizing the science and the facts. People are realizing this is a lie and this is a scam and they don't want to participate. She immediately said, you need to talk to the president of the club, Bonner County Sportsman, he'll answer any other questions that you have. She didn't want to go any further with that. Okay, fair enough. So if you guys go to BonnerCountySportsman.org, there's all the ways that you can contact them and urge them to. Here's the thing, people. The very same people who are pushing the COVID lie, the lockdowns, the masks, the temperature checks, all the whole lie. It's a scam. This is not about health. It's about control.
Right.
The very same people that are organizing this scam are the exact same people who are trying to disarm us.
That's correct.
And this is a gun show that is promoting the freedom of the Second Amendment and the right to self-defense and sporting purposes, for the right to the citizens to – it's a platform. It's a venue, an outlet for citizens to be able to freely trade firearms and ammunition and exercise their Second Amendment rights while they are simultaneously assisting those same slave makers in – putting us into bondage and playing along with a lie.
Right, exactly.
This is what has us upset.
Oh, totally. And first of all, as if getting your a forced temperature taken is better than being forced to wear a mask. Come on.
Right.
Come on. They're both really, really bad, and they're a violation, I think, of your personal privacy.
That's right.
You know, they're not technically allowed to ever force you to wear anything. And so, you know, just like you said, we already know this is a scam. Everybody
right.
across the planet now knows it's a scam. And I mean, for the simple fact, if nothing else, that Washingtonians who are forced to wear masks everywhere they go can drive across the border to Idaho where they don't wear masks at all and everybody's healthy and fine
right.
and walking around and they're not doing anything differently than, you know, anybody else. And lo and behold, nothing, you know, they're not dying. They're not kicking
people
over
are,
one
exactly,
after another.
That's the point right there. The people with Washington plates walk around with their muzzles on voluntarily, even when they're in Idaho.
Yeah.
When they're not forced to, they still do it. That's voluntary slavery as far as I'm concerned. But now, it's one thing if they say –
I'm sorry, but that's lack of critical thinking skills.
That's what we are lacking right now. With the organizers of this event,
yep.
this gun show, all the way down to the individual level who puts it on when they're not even required to.
Right.
And the numbers are not matching up. They haven't matched up for a year. We know the character of the people that are pushing the COVID scam.
Right.
Look at their character. They're globalists. They're allowing casinos and strip clubs to stay open while they are demanding that churches be shut down and fining them.
Right.
This is the world we're up against. And so on one border, you've got people wearing muzzles, closing down their businesses, suffering. It's dark and oppressed. You go to the other side of the border in Idaho. It's vibrant. It's lively. Nobody's dying. Nobody's falling over.
Right.
And there's not piles of bodies lying up. It's a lie. To anyone with critical thinking skills, we are in gross need of today.
I know. It's just that's the disheartening part is that I really thought people were smarter than that here in America. You know, I really did. And I fully expected nobody to comply with this once we all figured out this, you know, those numbers aren't really adding up, are they? And
that's
those
right.
those things that they're saying about the hospitals being packed with all of these people that are kicking the bucket. That never was even true.
I know. They've been caught in so many lies. We have to stop playing their game.
Yep.
Stop playing this stupid game. But people are catching on to this. They are waking up. People are pushing back. And here is a clip from David Icke in Britain, in the United Kingdom, talking exactly about this. It's like an 8-minute thing. So we don't have time to play the whole thing. I condensed it to like 3 minutes, but
and
it's well worth it.
And he prescribes the same exact actions that we have.
Right.
And so how do you combat this? You open your businesses. You ignore their dictates.
Exactly.
You open your businesses. You take off your masks. You act like you have a brain.
People with critical thinking skills are saying the same thing.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not just us. Take a listen.
Early on, lots of people were persuaded there was a deadly virus, so they accepted lockdown. But as the months have passed and their personal experience and the government's narrative bear no resemblance to each other, more and more people all over the world, it's increasing all the time, in country after country after country, are realizing that they are part of a scam. They've been had. And the scam is to transform human society using the excuse of this fake virus. So what they're doing is, in the name of health, they are destroying the world economy, they are destroying people's businesses, and they're destroying people's livelihoods. And this next series of lockdowns that apparently are now planned are designed to finish off so many of the businesses that have hung on for dear life this far. That is where that we are now going, towards this realization that we have to stop acquiescing with our own enslavement. And for me, what businesses should be doing, and people employed by those businesses should be doing with these coming lockdowns, is simply refuse to lock down. I haven't worn a mask. I haven't put any of this toxic on my hands. Sanitizer. No, so none of it. And you know, I've spoken in Trafalgar Square twice to 45,000 people, all the people here today. I basically hugged hundreds and hundreds of people, and I somehow have survived the frickin' virus. Because it's a scam, and the world is waking up to it, and we have only just begun. Thank you very much.
All right, all I can say to that is, hear, hear.
Hear, hear. That's right. You know, and so we're just curious. Have any of you actually decided to take off your masks? I mean, and we've given quite a bit of testimony about what happens to us. We have never worn masks. Mm-mm. And nope. We walk into everywhere, tall, proud, confident, smiling. And like,
do you have a mask? Nope.
Just like yesterday when I went into my bank, they said, Do you have a mask? And I said, nope. And I just kept right on walking. And so then I walked up to the teller. She goes, oh, here, do you need a mask? I said, oh, no, I don't wear those.
We're Americans.
And, yeah. And so she asked, okay, well, will you step back? I said, sure, no problem, if you can hear me. But I've got banking to do. And so am I supposed to shout my monetary business to you? And so I came back up so she could hear me. And it was like, it was just so ridiculous. But no, I'm not going to put on a mask. I never did. And, you know, if they're so adamant that you can't come in without it, make sure that they at least know that you're displeased with it. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's not a constitutional thing. It's not supported by science. It's been proven that these numbers are false. That first of all, a mask could never keep out a virus anyway. So what's the point? There's so many different things that you can say, and you don't have to get mean. You don't have to be rude. You can just say it matter of factly, or you could just flat out ignore them and walk past like we usually do. And then you find out they don't stop you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So, you know, we're not encouraging you to be mean or anything like that. Just, you know, stand up for yourself. Stand up for who you are. You're an American. Don't wear a mask. Take that stand.
Like Minuteman Coffee. Stand up for yourself. For God's sakes, defend yourselves.
Yes, that's right. Defend yourselves from this nonsense, from these lies. And open your businesses. And if you don't want to be targeted as an individual, be smart about it. Talk to your other fellow business owners in your local area where your business is. Start setting up your business strongholds, your, you know, solidarity amongst your businesses. Join together as a group, with the agreement that you will all back each other and join in any kind of lawsuit necessary so that everybody can afford it if any retribution comes their way. That is how you keep your rights.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, let's celebrate one of these Patriot-owned businesses. Probably with Minuteman Coffee.
Yeah.
Since we already brought them up.
That's right.
Patriot-owned business right here in the American Redoubt. High quality, the best quality coffee made right here in small batches. And they also have subscription services, whole bean or ground or the K-Cups.
That's right.
I don't know if they're technically called the K-Cups, but yeah, so they are all kinds of flavors. Great, folks. Don't forget to use the coupon code RFR for your 15% discount. And orders, $50 or more, is free shipping.
That's right.
His militant ally, Chinese Communist Mao Zedong, is quoted in the official Peking People's Daily as saying that coexistence with capitalism is impossible and that warfare with those forces is inevitable. It would appear that whether hot or cold, the war against our society continues unrelenting.
Khrushchev's happiness depends upon the political theory that the present form of government in the United States should be changed by force, violence, and other unconstitutional means to a totalitarian form of government, where we have a dictatorship. This is what Khrushchev advocates for us and our grandchildren. One-party government. People ruled by dictators and bureaus and not responsible to the people. Controlled by a police state. Wages and prices fixed by the state. Workers told where to work. All means of production owned by the state. The same true of all forms of communication. And worse, the state controls education.
Welcome back. Segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense. To give you the home field advantage with customized training at your home or your vehicle or your businesses or your business, your vehicles, unless you have multiple businesses. Strategicself-defense.com. Check them out for your customized training. All right. Now, as we've been talking about, Amron radio operators have been on the air covering this power outage. Power outages, plural. Now there's like 17 states now that are going to be rotating through rolling scheduled blackouts to help spread load the energy, the limited energy that they have and the strain that it's putting on their system. Because of the road conditions and power outages, which have left stores closed, the road conditions, there are Walmarts that have not had a delivery in 5 days, reportedly. This is what I'm hearing.
Right.
5 days. Yep. I have pictures of empty store shelves. It doesn't look like apocalyptic, like somebody came in and just bought all the stuff out and then there's only like one or two cans left. It's like a brand new store that hasn't opened yet and been stocked yet.
Right.
These are the pictures that are coming in. One in particular, he drives, you know, long haul, you know, these, what do they call, road flagger, the escort vehicles.
Right.
Well, from the Northwest, from the American Redoubt, he's got a job that took him down to Texas. He's stuck there. Snowstorm hits. Now they're expecting another 12 to 14 inches.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And they're stuck. Nothing's moving, which means supply. He walked to Walmart to get food. This is one of the Amron operators reported as a friend of his. Went to Walmart. It's practically completely wiped out as far as food.
Right.
So he fortunately does have a bag with him. With some food. Another one, there's another individual in the military taking a course in San Antonio, a medical course in San Antonio. They don't have enough MREs on hand because they couldn't get resupplied because it's just, you know, just-in-time stuff. So they released them all to go to Walmart to buy food because they don't have enough MREs on hand for the students that are going through this school.
Oh my gosh. Now
the Walmarts are being all wiped out.
Wow.
So, folks, be self-reliant. I'm telling you, or we've been telling you, or we're going to keep saying it. It's not just hyperbole to say expect the unexpected. That's like, what are you supposed to do with that? What does that even mean? Expect the unexpected. Right. I hate that when people say that. Well, guys, it's totally unexpected that we'd have minus temperatures in Texas.
That's right.
In these places. Right. I'm telling you, the world is changing from the weather. And I'm not talking about climate change and all that garbage either. We're talking, this is spiritual, what's happening on our earth.
That's right.
With humans, human interaction, with logistics, with weather, the strangest things you could never have seen coming is going to happen.
Right. Because when we're talking about preparation, it could be preparation from any cause,
exactly.
Any cause at all. And like this freak storm down there, who would have ever expected that it would last so many days that the supply trucks could never get through? And so, so, you know, it's a very, very old practice. People from farms have done this all their lives and they've always had a minimum of a couple weeks to a couple months food storage just sitting there.
Exactly. Exactly. So be prepared, folks. It doesn't take anything to put a bag together with 3 days worth of food and supplies, food, water, shelter, heat, self-defense, communications, navigation. All right, Lady Liberty, well, you got the last few minutes to go over some action items here.
Yeah.
For the Republican.
Yeah, that's right. Because there was there are some things that, you know, how we have described to people, what can we do in this coup, right? What is the individual, the community, and the national thing that we can do that would make a difference? And it's all civil disobedience, of course. The first one, the individual action being stop wearing a mask, stop playing along with a lie, because Christians don't participate in lies, first of all. Second, in your community, talk to your businesses about getting together and opening up collectively under right. business solidarity. So that's what you can do for your community. And nationally, what we can do is this will cause a national effect. Speak to your Republican parties and describe to them your utter disappointment in the fact that they did not step forward with all the money that they raised to support Trump's either, you know, litigation processes or just even just defending him in the news.
That's
or
right.
against the media. They brought in over $350 million in donations.
The Republican Party, national level.
Yes.
Yep.
And what are they going to do with all of those millions and millions of dollars that they collected from all of us Republican supporters? And they obviously did nothing.
That is an awesome point, because you know who's responsible for bringing in over a third of $1 billion to the Republican Party?
Right.
Trump.
It's Trump.
Is responsible for that.
That's right. Approach your county Republican parties. Tell them you want them to talk to the state leader about this, and how 75% of the people that have been polled are willing to dump the Republican Party right now for not having supported Trump in a bigger
That's
way
right.
and not doing something about this mass media garbage where they have totally blocked him out. Where
yep.
has all of our money gone?
The sellout Republicans get the wiffle bat treatment today.
Yep, that's
They're
right.
They're deserving of it.
That's right. And another thing is 75% of those Republicans that have been surveyed, they want Trump to continue to play a major role in the GOP.
75%.
And so if they want Trump is what they're saying. They're saying, hey, if we have to dump this party and go for another party that he'll join or whatever, the Republican Party is not doing very well, according to all of the Republican supporters.
Nope, they're not. Most of them have proven to be sellouts. But, we're out of time. Man, that went fast. Oh, okay. Well, we got to go. All right. Bless you. Blessings to you guys this Wednesday. And just be safe. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
Have a wonderful Wifflebat Wednesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.